You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, as you know, one of my favorite topics to talk about is the topic of pay for play. Now, we all know that pay for play is not going anywhere. But why is it still, quote unquote, illegal for the everyday average man? Because make no mistake, if you're in the higher echelons of society, yes, pay for play is readily available. I just wish society would stop the nonsense and the absolute hypocrisy when it comes to it. But, I was watching a BGS live stream called Access to Sex is Not Special. And in that live stream, he mentioned something that really perked my ears up. So, of course, I went ahead and I dove into that well. And gentlemen, if this actually happens, this is going to represent a monumental shift. Because there are women out there that believe, oh my God, access to pay to play is another reason why so many men aren't dating anymore. Completely and totally omitting their part in the equation. Now, this article was published on the 18th of February. Colorado bill would legalize prostitution, aka pay for play. Now, notice right off the bat, the key word, legalize, not decriminalize, like so many other areas have done. Oh, we're going to decriminalize it, but still, it's going to be illegal to purchase the service. The service is there, but you just can't get the service provided to you. Another look but don't touch scenario. Now, this is a very long article, but of course, I'm going to hit some of the key bullet points. Colorado legislators have introduced a bill that would remove all legal prohibitions for pay for play throughout the state. While Nevada permits pay for play in licensed brothels in specific counties, and Maine has decriminalized selling access, but not purchasing it. If this bill is passed and signed into law, Colorado will be the first state to fully legalize and regulate commercial sexual activity. Okay. What's the problem? Oh, first and foremost, the moral authoritarians are going to say, oh my God, human trafficking. Oh. Well, actually, before we get to the moral authoritarians, let's step back to Big Daddy Government. Of course, Big Daddy Government can't get his cut. Period. Point blank. In my humble opinion, that is the biggest reason why pay for play has not been fully legalized for the everyday average man. Now, of course, you guys would know I did a video about Pay for Play a few months ago, where I talked about the worldwide number that is pulled in from the illegal, you know, pay for play market. $185 billion a year. You think Uncle Sam don't want his cut of that money? But, like I said, that's the main reason. All the other moral authoritarians, yeah, they just want to feel good about something. So they attach themselves to this cause. Legalizing pay for play would be disastrous for the centennial state, according to who? SB26-097. Decriminalize adult commercial sexual activity among consenting adults. Repeals the state criminal offense of pay for play. Soliciting for pay for play. Keeping a place of pay for play. Patronizing a professional. And a professional making display. See right there. It says it in plain English. And the key to the whole thing, consenting adults. That makes the case. A fair exchange between two consenting adults of legal age is no robbery. Therefore, it is no crime. The government really needs to get out of the bedroom of consenting adults. Public solicitation for pay-for-play could become commonplace in cities and towns, exposing even young children to this perversion of God's design for relationships and sexuality. No, see, they can take that whole God's design and shove it right up their ass, because you got bigger fish to fry. Namely, talking about infidelity with marriage. Because according to God's plan, Leviticus 20:10 should be happening a way lot more than it is. And we all know what Leviticus 20:10 is. Basically, the adulterer or the adulteress, once they've been found out, should be put to death. Oh, we don't want to do that because, oh, well, you know, women are, you know, they do more purchasing. So basically, a woman that's willing to buy material goods is actually overriding God's law on infidelity. Got it. Get the absolute fuck out of here. State law would preempt any city, town, or county ordinances and regulations that criminalize commercial sexual activity. It also repeals the offense of pandering when it involves knowingly arranging or offering to arrange a situation that permits a person to practice pay for play. Okay, so to the whole think of the children crowd, here's what you do. You put it in a specific designated area. Put it in its own zone, away from children, away from pretty much the rest of society. Lock it in its own designated area. Now, if a child wanders through that area, that's on the parents. The zone should be marked and clearly zoned off. But of course, you have the NIMBY crowd, the not in my backyard crowd. Ew, no, we don't want it over here. So, yes, it should be in its own special zone. SB 26-097 is sponsored by four seriously misguided Democrats. Senate Majority Whip Nick Henriksen, Senate Assistant Majority Leader Lisa Cutter, Representative Lorena Garcia, and Representative Rebecca Stewart. How are they misguided? How? They're saying, look, we want to end this problem. Now, of course, going back to the moral authoritarians who are going to say, human trafficking. Once again, if this is done the way that Nevada does it, licensed brothels with licensed service providers, then if someone is doing it outside of those boundaries, yes, go after them. Yes, take them to jail. Put them both in jail. Simple enough. But we all know it's easier to fully criminalize something that men want. And for the whole, oh my God, this is going to lead to more human trafficking. Once again, if you know that people are being trafficked, guess what? Go after them. It's really that damn simple. The bill declares criminalizing pay-for-play endangers adults who engage in consensual sexual activity. Fear of criminal punishment among consenting adults engaged in commercial sexual activity encourages physical, emotional, and structural violence against sex workers, subjects them to economic crimes, and increases resistance to harm reduction practices. So here's a question that I'm going to throw out there. Where are the feminists? Oh, yeah. Feminists love saying that, hey, sex work is real work. Where are they to push this into, you know, being a law? Ah, once again, here's what they'll say. Well, that means that men will be able to engage in it. So no, we don't like it. Once again, get the absolute fuck out of here with the cherry-picked outrage. SB 26-097 also states, like workers in other fields, sex workers deserve the opportunity to screen their clients to ensure a safe transaction. Criminalizing client conduct creates a distinctive, or should I say, a distinct disincentive for prospective clients to share personal information, which inhibits the sex worker's ability to maintain their safety. But the truth is, pay for play is not like work in other fields. It is inherently damaging spiritually, physically, and emotionally for both the professional and the client. No. Illegal pay for play, I can agree with, because there are no safety bounds. Unfortunately, I'm not going to sit here and say that there are not some bad actors in the sexual underworld. This right here is a crystal clear attempt to say, hey, if you're going to do this, we're going to provide a clean, controlled environment in which to engage with. Hell, you had cities literally giving dope fiends needles and safe injection sites. But oh no, providing a legit licensed regulated brothel? Oh, that's a bridge too far. No. Once again, criminalizing anything that could actually be pleasurable for men. Nothing more, nothing less. As the National Center on Sexual Exploitation documents, pay-for-play even legalized preys on vulnerable people. How so? How? If it's legalized, then that means the woman who decides she wants to go down that route does so of her own free will. She is, in fact, not being trafficked. She says, you know what? I want to make some money. I may as well sell this box. I can do so in a clean environment that is safe for both me and the client. I can thoroughly screen the client. I can accept or reject. Boom. There you go. No pimps. No danger. No being forced to take drugs. No nothing. How is that not a better alternative? Many people in systems of pay-for-play suffer from vulnerabilities and marginalization, common adverse experiences that are the pathways to pay-for-play, or let me be specific, illegal pay-for-play include childhood abuse, homelessness, and poverty. Once again, if you're going to a legal regulated brothel, you cut all that nonsense out. You cut it out. Other factors associated with illegal pay-for-play involvement include a history of foster care, not having a high school degree, being a racial minority, an immigrant, an indigenous minority, or alphabet person, as well as entry into pay for play as a child. Once again, trafficking. Now, I've said it before, there are bad actors in the sexual underworld. And if there is a guy that wants an underage person or a woman that wants an underage person, because we have a lot of teachers that are constantly with underage boys, then yes, those bad actors definitely should be tossed under a jail. See, I can be on both sides of the equation. There are things that I'm for, and there are things that I'm against. But yeah, all in all, yes, pay for play between two consenting adults, and they made sure to make that specific designation, consenting adults, shouldn't be a problem. But once again, like I've always said, anything that men find good and pleasurable, society wants to control it, if not outright ban it. But with that being said, gentlemen, hey, if this passes and they make it clean and safe, I'm all for it. What more can I say? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Explore the bill for yourself. Let me know what you guys think. And for you normie women out there, if this passes, oh yeah. See, you women, you normie women, still believe you have the stranglehold over the sexual market, which you do. Let's not, you know, front on that. However, this right here, yeah, if this passes and it actually becomes a law that completely, you know, opens up pay for play for the everyday average man in Colorado, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The sexual power you thought you had, that you was continuing to leverage over everyday average man, that will go out. feminism, which I'm surprised not to hear about on this topic, and the idea that a man's lust is still going to be what gets you to manipulate him into an actual relationship, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, there are a lot of men who, if this does go into play, yeah, they're going to be hightailing it straight to Colorado. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.